Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for today is Psalm 84. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts! My soul longs, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she places her young, near your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. How blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. These are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. In our world today, we tend to measure ourselves by how busy we are. I have so much to do. You think you're busy? Listen to this. We need time for quiet and rest, a time of recovery and refreshment. This past Sunday is sometimes called Refreshment Sunday in the church because of the gospel where Jesus miraculously feeds thousands of people with a few loaves of bread. He refreshes their appetites, but even more importantly, he refreshes their souls by preaching the word of God that saves and forgives us. Our psalm text for today points us to that same refreshment, gathering in the house of God, gathering around the word of God. How lovely is your dwelling place! How dear it is to us! How blessed to dwell in the house of the Lord! It's not so much about the beautiful arrangements and decorations. That's wonderful too. But the treasure and the beauty of God's house is the comforting gospel that Jesus is our Savior from sin. When God created the world, he took the seventh day to rest from all his labor. He called it Shabbat or Sabbath, the day of rest. He sanctified it and declared it holy. He looked at his whole creation and saw that it was very good. How often do we really take time to enjoy and appreciate God's creation and think about it as God's creation? We live in an amazing and complex world which was created by God's own hands and by his powerful word. Think of the variety of plants and animals all around us, even under the snow. Think of the types of trees and stones that we use to make houses and schools and other buildings. Think of the variety of clothes that we wear made from various materials from nature. These are all gifts of God's creation, gifts to us. Think of your whole person, how God made you with body and soul, with the ability to reason and the ability to feel emotions. Most importantly, think of how much God cares for you, that he wants you to spend eternity with him in his kingdom. That is why we gather in this house of God, to know more and more about our triune God, the Father, our Creator, the Son, our Redeemer, the Holy Spirit, our Comforter. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts! The psalmist speaks of longing and fainting for God's house, looking forward to being there and looking forward to dwelling there. How blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. To dwell in a place is to live there, to sit and stay and settle down. In this world, we're just passing through. Our home is in heaven, for here we are pilgrims and strangers. But in God's house, his eternal home, we have our true dwelling place, the place we can stay and sit and be comfortable and live with God in peace and safety, because Jesus restored us to God himself. We turn away from God by our grievous sin. We hurt our neighbor. We hurt ourselves by carelessness and even by defiance. We choose other things to be our gods, rather than worshiping the true God alone. On the other hand, Jesus loved God alone with his whole heart and mind and soul. Even as a child, even as a young boy, Jesus was busy about his Father's business, and then he obeyed his earthly parents as well. Jesus was busy throughout his ministry of preaching and teaching and healing, but he took time for prayer and meditation on the Word of God. He took on the burden and guilt of our sins, suffering in his body and soul, sweating drops of blood, being crucified. But he also powerfully rose again from the dead to proclaim his victory over Satan, over sin, and over death. Now in Christ, we have a dwelling place, a refuge, a sanctuary. It's interesting that we call our places of worship sanctuaries. They are indeed holy places. They are also places where we find comfort and refuge from the troubles of this world and this life, the troubles that we often bring upon ourselves. The Psalms often speak of God as our hiding place, our refuge and fortress, our dwelling place. Even Psalm 90, written by Moses himself, speaks this way. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Are you looking for rest and comfort in the midst of your busy life? Come here to chapel and hear this wonderful gospel message. Sing his word in our hymns. Find time to read the scriptures and pray on your own. Pray for yourself. Pray for your roommate. Pray for your friends. Pray for your family. At first, this may seem like one more thing to do, but soon it will be a refreshment for your mind and your soul. It becomes not a burden, but a joy and a comfort. God rested on the seventh day. You need that time also. Find your sanctuary in God's house and in God's word that preaches Jesus to be your Savior. He gave his life for you. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. How blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, forevermore. Amen.